This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Haley May. An El Paso County school board will vote on whether to recognize students by their sex assigned at birth. CPR's Southern Colorado reporter Dan Boyce says the vote could conflict with state law.
The resolution before School District 49 board members directs schools to recognize only two sexes. It requires restrooms and locker rooms separate male and female students. It says all legal steps should be taken to prevent biological males from competing in girls' sports. The District 49 resolution cites executive orders from President Trump recognizing only two sexes. It says not honoring biological sex could put federal funding at risk. These rules should be followed, quote, unless specifically compelled by the state. A 2021 Colorado law prohibits discrimination based on gender expression and identity. Dan Boyce, CPR News.
The Trump administration's tariffs on Canadian products will impact prices for Colorado businesses and consumers. That's according to Silva Fabi, Canada's Counsel General for the Mountain West. Colorado imports more than $5 billion of products from our neighbors to the north. Crude oil, wood, and wood products top the list. Fabi says the U.S. and Canada have had disagreements before, but this is different.
What's happening now creates a lot of angst because we're wondering what led to this, and we can't really find an answer to that question.
Canada has announced retaliatory tariffs on some U.S. goods. Colorado State University has joined forces with Boeing to expand systems engineering education opportunities for its employees. CSU is one of six universities selected for the pilot program, which aims to enhance workforce skills through engagement with real-world industry experiences. Sunshine sticks around tomorrow. This is CPR News.